A former police chief from Florida has claimed that Donald Trump contacted him in 2006 regarding Jeffrey Epstein. According to an FBI document released in the latest batch of Epstein files, the former head of Palm Beach Police said Mr. Trump called shortly after an investigation was launched into Epstein over allegations of exploitation of underage girls. The officer, identified as Michael Reiter, told investigators that Mr. Trump said everyone knew about Epstein's behavior and that he had banned him from his Mar-a-Lago club. In a statement to the BBC, the US Justice Department said it was not aware of any corroborating evidence that the president contacted law enforcement at that time. Police in Canada say at least 9 people have been killed and dozens injured in a mass shooting in the western province of British Columbia. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police confirmed that 6 victims were found inside a high school in the town of Tumbler Ridge. Officers are investigating possible links to 2 additional deaths at a nearby residence. One person has been detained for questioning. In Arizona, a suspect has been detained over the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, the mother of NBC television presenter Savannah Guthrie. The FBI released images showing a masked individual tampering with security cameras outside her home in Tucson 10 days ago. Investigations are ongoing. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the United Nations mission is preparing to gradually resume operations in South Kivu. Jean-Pierre Lacroix. The UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations is currently visiting the country. He met President Félix Tshisekedi to discuss the role of MONUSCO in monitoring the ceasefire mechanism. The mission is expected to redeploy first in Uvira, after withdrawing from the province in 2024. In Manchester tonight, cloudy with light rain, temperatures around 5 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nikoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Astuce du jour, protégez votre concentration avec la règle du « une notification en moins ». Les notifications fragmentent votre attention. La règle du « une notification en moins » consiste à désactiver progressivement ce qui n'est pas essentiel. Comment l'appliquer ? Aujourd'hui, désactivez au moins une notification inutile. Réseaux sociaux, promotions, alertes non urgentes. Demain, faites la même chose. Gardez uniquement les notifications réellement importantes. Famille, urgence, travail prioritaire. Pourquoi ça marche ? Chaque interruption coûte du temps et de l'énergie mentale. Moins de notifications égale plus de concentration, moins de stress, plus de maîtrise. Astuce bonus, passez votre téléphone en mode silencieux par défaut et consultez-le volontairement à des moments choisis. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire » disponible sur Amazon.